And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's marvelous, monumental, most fascinating, massively mind-bending Monday as we join our hearts and minds as one, drawing closer to the King of Kings and glorifying his name. First, as chapter 34 comes to a close and we head into Job chapter 35, Elihu's strong presence continues. He starts with a powerful message.
This is that stuff. I love this stuff more than anything.
Why don't people just admit their sins and stop doing wrong? Wow. God doesn't want us to dwell in guilt and mire, but to acknowledge our failures and to be fully honest. To pretend to be righteous won't impress him. Genuine honesty is what he seeks. Next, Elihu then addresses those who fail to understand God's justice due to their pride and arrogance. Must God bend his justice to suit our demands? Of course not. Our limited human perspective can't grasp true justice. God is not interested in our version of what's right because humanity, without God, struggles to discern true righteousness. Man wouldn't know righteousness from a brown paper bag. Okay, that's that. And then finally, in the introduction to chapter 35, Elihu takes the argument even further. He asks Job if it's right for him to claim he is righteous before God. Elihu's response is not one that most of the older men would have anticipated. He says that if you do some form of righteousness, it doesn't matter because you're not helping God. If you do some form of unrighteousness, it doesn't matter because you're not hurting God. Elihu makes it clear that what we do, good or bad, does not affect God, but rather affects the people around us.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Ouch. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You can email us during the show. Really, it works. David@hemustincrease.org. David@hemustincrease.org. You can text us live during the show. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us live during the show. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call, 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Talking to Dynamite D is like knowing that your spiritual radio family has your back.
Wow, Dave, that sounds really good, too.
That's a good one, right? I mean, these are just like, see, I've taken some of these and modified them. They're just
that
good.
That was a sweet one.
I like it. All right, so here's the bottom line. Maybe you've got a praise report and you want to share it. Guess what? We want to hear it. You think, well, I don't know if I can share it good. Hey, join the show. We don't know if we can teach it good. We don't know if we can say it good. Hey, we don't care. Here's the deal. It's not professional radio. It's just radio. So if you got something you want to share, share it. That's great. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If you've got a prayer request and we can join our faith with yours, please, by all means, we want to. We want to pray with you. We're your brothers and sisters. We're asking you, hey, be part of the family. Let's do it. Let's pray before the Lord and bring it to him and ask for help. Maybe you've just got something you want to share that the Lord's put on your heart, and it's just kind of like a little blessing thing. Great. No problem. You know, it's not a Kvetch Fest, but it is an opportunity to share, bless, and encourage one another. Hebrews 10:25, encouraging one another as we see the day of the return of Jesus Christ getting closer and closer. Maybe you have an answer for trivia. I don't know. Maybe you do. Here's your question. Who is, according to John chapter 14, who is our helper? Who is our helper? The church, the Holy Spirit, or the oldest pastor? Who is our helper? The church, the Holy Spirit, or the oldest pastor? Who is our help? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Wowzer. That's what we're asking you. By the way, we're going to do our DNA. Why?
Because. So, you know, that's the best argument. Why? Why not? Why? Why not? Why? Why not? Because.
All right. Anyway, D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day, every day, every day, every day. Now, again, I'm really trying to keep people in the relationship but out of legalism. So this is what I'm saying. You don't have to make it. If it works for your schedule to make it the same time every time, great. If it works for your schedule to make it the same amount of time every time, great. But that's not the goal. The goal is just to spend time. I spend a great amount of time with my wife. Some days I spend more time than others, right? She's the love of my life. That's the best you got. That's what a relationship is. It's how it works, right? Sometimes we don't have, I spend 10 minutes with her every day, and this is, that's not how that works, okay? You get what I'm saying? So relationship. So draw closer to the Lord daily. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never be ashamed of what Jesus had to say. Ever, 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 ever. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
Which means OPM, other people matter, which means it's not all about you and me. Don't tell me it's not hard. I know it's hard. Most of the time we focus on the universe that's in our universe. But what we really need to do is focus on the bigger element, which the Lord tries to teach us in the parable of the Good Samaritan. It was somebody that was brought into the Good Samaritan's life that became the neighbor, and that's the key to understanding these things. Who does God bring into your life? That's your neighbor. That's who you should care about. That's who you should be loving. Okay? All right. Great. All right. So back to the trivia question. Then I got like six other things we got to do because it's just one of those Mondays. Here's the question. Who is our helper? Is it, according to John 14, specifically verse 16 and 17, is it the church? Is it the Holy Spirit? Or is it the eldest pastor? Wherever that pastor may be. See, because that's kind of a loaded question.
Good luck to him.
Yeah. Well, at least he's closer to getting into dancing. Anyway. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. Again, 972-445-0770. You can text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We have much to cover, much territory. I have a couple of announcements that are huge, not huge. They're interesting. They're fascinating. Okay, they're kind of huge. All right, first announcement. So we do have somebody. I'm going to have them wait for a second. First announcement is this. After Hebrews, which is only three more teaching on Hebrews, we are going into, now just wait because I have more announcements. We are going into the book of James because James follows Hebrews. So we're going to go into that in sequence order. Then after that, the next book we'll be teaching is Genesis. Oh, boy. Right? And what was the third one? Which one were you wanting for? I'll let you know if we're close.
I was thinking something about Samuel.
Yeah, that's coming after that.
Okay.
Okay, so we're looking at James, then we're looking at Genesis and Samuel. And one of the reasons that we're doing that is because you have to keep in mind that a book that is 50 chapters long is a year. It's not a year. It's 2 years. Do you understand that, right?
There's a few of those Old Testament ones.
Yeah, there's a couple of Old Testament books that are going to take a while. That's number one. Number two. That's number two. Number two. Okay, yeah. Revelation is also on the list. And if you guys got something that's real specific, send it to me. I have a whole list of what we haven't taught yet, and I've got like 20 of them that I'm like, let's do these, but we don't have enough time yet. The other thing I'll tell you is starting tomorrow, we'll really get into this, but September 2nd is too late, but September 16th is not, and that is a football game between the Prairie View A&M Panthers and SMU Mustang football team, and we're going to have tickets to give away. Tickets, I say. Tickets. It's free parking, free tickets, as far as I remember. We'll double-check and verify that. And so tomorrow I'll give you more information. You will have to answer questions about the show.
Not too bad, Dave.
Nah, it's not too bad. All right, let's have the person who's been waiting very patiently sent on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Mom, hi, David. It's Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm spending the afternoon with David Spoons.
That's good. Well, it's good. I hope you're not doing that because it's the heat or anything. This is that you want to, right? Okay. Oh, bless you. That was so nice of you to say. I'll send you your $20 later. That was sweet. Okay, you ready? Yeah, you there? Wait, where'd you go? Deborah!
She'll probably call back. I guess her phone dropped.
Her phone dropped? Well, we'll wait for her to call back. She's one of our favorites, so we wait. We don't have any problems.
I didn't know she was about to guess and get it right, too.
You know she's going to get it right. We'll just wait. We'll hold that question the entire show. How about that? How about them apples? Okay, so let me do that really quickly, okay? So the football game tickets are coming. They're coming again. We'll be doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It'll be against the Prairie View A&M Panthers. It'll be UNC Charlotte. It'll be Tulsa Hurricanes. It'll be North Texas Mean Greens. And it'll be the Navy one, too, which is huge. Just to let you know, okay? So those are coming. That information is forthcoming. Just be aware of that. Number two, we're going to wait for Deborah because we have no problem doing that. Like I said, we're going to be doing James. It's already in the – it's already been flushed out. Genesis. That's because Noel said you have to do Genesis.
I love Genesis, though, Dave.
I finished Revelation. I'm still halfway through Genesis. You think Revelation is complex? Here's one little tweak for it. Just one little tweak, Dave. Just because I did it today. One little tweak.
Over here, Dave.
Remember when Jacob and Esau? So Jacob stole the blessing, right?
Yep.
And then Isaac gave him the blessing, right? Yep. Everybody knows it. Yep. That's what happened. Yeah. What you might not know, that blessing that Jacob stole, it was an outside blessing. The first part of the blessing is may he bless the fields that you're in and so on and so forth. And Jacob was an inside guy. And it's just like, wow.
Wow.
Just got to think, wow, wait. You think he might have been thinking, wait, I might not have wanted it. Okay. That's just the littlest glimpse.
Wow.
Right? Oh, my goodness. That's so much. All right. So we're going to – I'm trying to wait for Deborah. We're not going to answer that trivia question.
She might just give us a call back.
Give her a call. But give a call back, Deborah. We're sorry if we lost you. Unless I talked her ear off.
But that's not like Deborah, so maybe her phone died or something.
I'm sure. Oh, there she is. Okay. You like that stall, everybody? That's called no dead air, but keep it going. Keep everything going so people aren't falling asleep. I could tell you a couple jokes, but that's for later, okay? There's Deborah. Send her on through. Knock, knock. Is this our favorite guesser in the whole wide world?
Yes.
Okay.
My phone died.
We waited for you. We weren't going to let anybody else answer the question but you.
Thank you.
Okay. Here's the question. Who is our helper? Is it the church, the Holy Spirit, or the oldest pastor?
I think it's the Holy Spirit.
That is correct, Linda! You are right, you are. That is right. And so that's just like, first of all, the eldest pastor is like, well, I don't know who's that. I have no idea who that is.
Right.
And I love the church, but the difference between the comfort of the church and the Holy Spirit is the difference between a banana split and a raisin. So I'm not going to have that discussion at all. Excellent job, Deborah. You are fantastic, and we love you.
All right. Well, love y'all, too, and have a great afternoon.
All right. You, too. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Awesome. She's our fave. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. You want a break? You want to not break? I don't even care.
Man, it's up to you, Dave. I'm going to let you call it.
I could do whatever. See, this is the problem.
We'll be here all day.
I could do. That's the problem right
there. What you think?
Okay, let's just go into the text. Because I can't believe how good this text is. People are just like, you know, we're still in Job. This is what I'm telling you about Genesis, right? So if we do Genesis, which we're doing, right? We've been doing Job for a long time, okay?
Well, to be fair, Dave, Genesis has a little bit different storyline.
Yes, yes. Because the one thing about Job is from 33 to 42, it's pretty much the same thing. Job, you're an idiot. Well, that's what it is. I mean, don't get mad at me. That is what it is. First, Elihu goes, you're an idiot. And then God comes around and goes, you're an idiot. That's what it is. It just is the way that he says it is so fascinating. So let's just at least look at that. And then Genesis, of course, is a moving, ongoing story. But look at this. Job chapter 34, because we're at the end of 35, but not quite there. And here it is in 34. It's in verse 31. And this is something Elihu says. And I love it because I have to remember this, and you have to remember this. This is Job 34, chapter 34, verse 31, says this. Why don't people say to the Lord, I have sinned, but I will sin no more? Or, I don't know what evil I've done, but tell me, and I'll stop. See, just stop right there. See, why don't people are always bringing before the Lord the requirements of, gosh, Lord, I'm a good guy, and I can't believe that I'm going through this, and wow, and da-da-da-da. And here's Elihu's response. Remember, he's speaking directly for God, and God's coming up right behind this guy and going to speak, right? And he's like, why don't people just say, I will sin no more? Instead of anything else, instead of any other defense you and I can come up with, instead of any other bizarre thing that we just entrench ourselves with and just think we know the answers and we know what God is doing and we know what's going on, which is, I would have to say, which is never the case. I mean, it's like so rare. I think it's incredible how rare it is. And here, the question is straightforward. He just goes, why don't you just say, I'm bad. I'm sorry. I want to really, like, you know, hammer that, because I want you to hear what he's saying. Why don't people just say to God, I've sinned? Instead, we get into a contest with God, and we have this argument, and it's like, that's the wrong attitude. Why don't people just admit their sins and stop doing wrong? God doesn't want us to dwell in guilt and in mire. That's not what he's looking for. He's not looking for you to dwell in the dirt and sit there and grovel all the time. That's not what God's looking for. But to acknowledge our failures and just to be fully honest, that's what he's looking for. To pretend to be righteous because of all the good we've done, that's just absurdity. That's just pride. But to be genuinely honest and go, yeah. And all I'm saying is when you take God and you put him on a scale and you take us and you put us on a scale, we have no righteousness before him. That's all I'm saying. Just forget for don't. It's not, I'm better than this person. You know what? You are. There, somebody said it for you. You are better than that other person, but you're not better than God. And because you're not better than God, you can just go, you know what? Yeah, you're right. I'm righteous. And even if you don't fully understand it, instead of sitting there and trying to defend yourself, which is what I do, but God, right? That's the line. Six letters. Nothing gets you in more trouble than those six letters, those two words. But God, right? It's like, come on. How about this? God's just one time. Did you ever sin once? Yes, okay, but I didn't astroblast you into the universe and make you particles floating around in space, correct? Then you have nothing to say. Okay. It's like, okay, let's go, let's move forward now, right? And I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm not dissing anybody. I'm saying when you put ourselves against other people, you're probably right. You probably are much more righteous than the people that, especially the people that annoy you, you probably are much more righteous than them. You're just not more righteous than God. And that's the standard. There's nothing else anybody
just
can gotta say.
Just got to let that linger a little bit.
Yeah, just like, what else do you say? Like, nothing. So sometimes when I come before the Lord, and this is true, and I don't know if you've ever gone through this. I do that. I'm just being honest, so I don't, you know. I've told everybody, you're listening. I can't, but I come before the Lord and I'm like, well, I don't understand why this was wrong.
You ever do that? Or, this is the one I do a lot.
Well, I understand that this might not have been perfect, but I was really doing the best I could have. So see, all of that, it sounds so sincere, and I think it is sincere, but it's sincerely wrong because it always includes, but. How about against God's standards, we just go, yeah. I got a lot to learn, Lord. Help me learn. I have a long way to go. So one of the great things that is true is the closer you get to the Lord, the closer you get to the brightness of the Lord, the more you can see the dirt that's on you. So instead of, I'm just like Jesus, now the closer you get to the Lord, the more you realize, wow, I am much more saved than I thought I was because of how dirty I am. I mean, how true is that? That's not even brilliance. It's just like that. It's just so. And so I know in the book, and it's, but every day, Elihu, every time he comes up with an argument, it's a better argument than the one before, which is so irritating because it all goes back to justifying ourselves instead of justifying God. It all goes back to that same thing because really, it doesn't matter what we say, God is right. And you know what's coming in verse, you know, later in the chapter when God goes, where were you? And I laid the foundation of the earth. That is the nicest way of saying, who are you? You can say you're a child of the Most High God to other people, but saying that to God?
Wow.
I don't know. I think that's the humble part right there. I think that's the part where you just go, you know what? I got a lot to go. I got a lot to learn. So if you look at this text and see how we'll read it is one way. But if you think of the spirit of what's going on here in verse 31, why don't people just say to God, I have sinned, but I will sin no longer. Or I don't know what I've done wrong. Tell me and I will stop at once. So this is what's important about that portion of the text is just him going, I help me. Instead of all these defenses. See, you read this is how you think, yowza. Because I look at this, I know you guys. It's like, well, Dave, you're really spiritual. Okay, let me just. I'm going to give you something I'm just sick to death of. So I just like, okay, look, there are some really phenomenal Bible teachers and Bible leaders. So let's just say that is absolutely true. But if you spent 10 years with them, you might find out they're not as perfect as you thought they were, right? They see that the other one that irritates people? Because only Jesus was that perfect.
And you've said that before, Dave.
That's so true. And so I tell you stuff that I go through or that I try and tell you as much as I can. I don't tell you everything. You gotta be kidding, right? I don't tell you. But I know the truth is you don't run away from God, you run to God. You don't run, you know, like you don't justify you. Surrender. That's just right. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's why in the law, the priest can only go into the presence of God dealing with the sins of the nation one day a year on Yom Kippur. In the law, God built in sin, come to me. You want to be free from the sin? You come to me. And it wasn't a question of whether there was any sin. Yes, there was sin. And that's the thing. You are forgiven. You're just. I have this line coming up, so I'll tell it now. It's such a good line. Listen to this line. This is so good. I'm going to do a teaching on this. Ready? When you come before the Lord for your sins now, you don't come before the judge. Your sins have already been judged. You come before your dad, and you ask for help.
Wow.
Look at the difference in that statement. Now, because you've been justified by Jesus Christ, when you blow it, you don't come before the judge. That's already been taken care of. You come before your dad. Now don't tell that is gold.
It is, Dave.
That's gold. And why that's gold is because, well, that's what the relationship is. And that's why we want to do better, because we love him and we want to do better in our heart. It's not a matter of impressing everybody else. You'll never impress everybody. Are you kidding? The people that you even try and impress, they'll hate you the most because they hate Christ. That's what's so dumb. We just need to love it with each other. We just need to do it right before the Lord. We just need to be honest. If we operated better in the spirit of forgiveness, this would be so much easier. We just don't. We're just really bad at that. But that's a whole separate thing. And I read it, and I think I've done a lot of dumb things. And I know some of these leaders, and some of the best leaders, I know they've got problems and faults and issues, whatever. But that's not what I'm pulling out from them. What I'm pulling out from them is whatever the Lord is using them in to help me get closer to the Lord. And I appreciate that they're putting themselves out there. No, your leader's not perfect. Your pastor's not perfect. Your parents aren't perfect. Hey, I got a message for some parents. Your kids aren't perfect.
Okay? You just say that, David. I like it because you said it. You know, if you think your pastor is perfect or he falls in the area and that disqualifies him, you say that's not true.
That's so, again, it's like, well, he did this for 20 years, and then he had an extramarital affair. It does not undo 20 years, only in the world economy, okay? I'll say it this way, and you can tell me, here's a worldly example. He made $10 million a year for 10 years, okay? So that would be $100 million. And then that next year he made a dollar. Hey, you know what? That didn't undo his $100 billion. I'm just saying, it's like, that's not how it works. Okay. Boy. Get me going on this stuff.
I like this though, Dave. This is something's here though. Like we didn't rush it either.
Well, I think what's important is for us to grasp, respect, honor, appreciate, pray for. That's all correct. Don't idolize. Because John idolized the angel and got in trouble for it twice. And I bet you that angel was a little more righteous than some of our leaders. Yeah, that'd be a tough argument, right? Okay. Okay, so we already did a trivia. We already did that. We skipped this. We skipped that. What else is new? We'll take our break, and then we'll come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Let's get into our text. Colossians chapter. We covered everything, right? Okay. Colossians chapter 3, verses 2 through 4. Whatever you do, or I'm sorry, it's actually Colossians 3, 24. Whatever you do, do it enthusiastically. Is something done for the Lord and not for men, knowing that you will receive the reward of an inheritance from the Lord because you serve the Lord Jesus Christ. The scripture tells us that whatever we do, now we've gone through this a couple of times and we have to go through it multiple more times to really grasp it, but that phrase, whatever we do, happens to mean whatever we do. That's what it means. And we're supposed to do it enthusiastically, with an eagerness, not with an obnoxiousness, with an eagerness to do it as unto the Lord. So the things that we're required to do that we have to do, there should be a disposition, an attitude of enthusiasm that is connected to the Lord. It's not that you like to do everything, but if you can understand that in the doing of it unto the Lord, you're doing it with a different priority in mind. You understand that? In other words, what you do, do it unto the Lord and do it with this attitude of a full heart and an eagerness. I had somebody, I'll say her name, Susie Lopez was at KPRZ. She was the direct marketing director. Susie did the marketing director for San Diego. She said something to me one time that was so profoundly simple, it was irritating because I had to do something for a client because that's what you had to do at Salem. And I was like, blah. All right. So she said, Dave, she goes, if you can't get out of it, get into it. And it was like, that was really good advice. If you can't remove yourself from it and you have to do it, at least do it right. I mean, do what you're going to do and do it with the right attitude. Do it with the right spirit. Do it with this better mindset. And I think she was more right than wrong. No, I'm not talking about doing bad things or anything like that. That's weird stuff. I'm talking about doing it as unto the Lord and recognizing that when you do it that way, it is from the Lord and only the Lord that you will receive the true eternal reward. You might go through whatever your process is, but when you do it as unto the Lord, you can recognize that the Lord is the one that brings the reward. And that's just living your life for the Lord,
That's just good, right? I mean, that can't be a bad thing.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for your next trivia question. Let's see if you can get this one. If you don't get this one, I'm going to be very sad. That's a nice way to say that, all right? What was the name, now listen to the whole question, what was the name of Naomi's husband? Was it Larry, Mo, or Elimelech? Larry, Mo, or Elimelech? Wait. Elimelech. Elimelech. Okay. Is it Larry, Mo, or Elimelech?
A lot going on at that last week. A little different from the first two.
You know, I'm telling you, it's just sometimes it's the worst thing for me in Bible. Just so you guys can know, I'll just tell you right now. When I do Bible, I am terrible at names. I even have studied and went back and reviewed and read all the names, and I don't care. It's like, I don't care what I call them. It's like, it doesn't matter. I know that's inappropriate, but I do that. And it's like, okay, look, what's the name of Naomi's husband? Is it Larry, is it Mo, or is it Elimelech? Okay, that's the question. If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, of course, you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. I move a little slower on the emails just because my computer moves a little slower. I can't do much about that. Additionally, though, we're going to send you up to the website. And the reason that we send you up to the website, there's a couple reasons why. It reminds you of all the things that are going around. It reminds you of the ministry. And we want you to do that. Plus, it also reminds you that we paid radio rent today. Praise the Lord, we paid it. But next month, it's going to be much, much, much more. So we need to be, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. So let's not forget that. 2 Corinthians 9:6-7 says, whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly, not under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. So if you can give and you can smile about it, great. If you can't give that way, don't give to us. We'd rather have good money and God money than bad money. But we need the funds. If you can help us out, check it out on hemusincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemusincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemusincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemusincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemusincrease.org.
hemusincrease.org.
Magalachu. Goopa noopa. Goopa noopa.
It's just so weird. I don't care what you say to me. I just want to know how many Christian shows are doing that. Not many. All right, we do have somebody answer to a question. As we send them through, so let's send them on through. I just want to thank everybody for their giving. It's gracious to me. You guys are all gifts. Who am I talking to? This is David.
You speaking to Sohela.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. I am. And I am so glad you called. You ready for this one? This is, I apologize for not doing a better job on the name, but I'm going to lay it out there and give you a chance to tell us how it goes. What was the name of Naomi's husband? Was it Larry, Mo, or Elimelech?
It's Elimelech.
It is it! That is correct! Yes! Phenomenal! Excellent job. I don't think Larry and Mo was a tough one on that one, but the other one was. And I was gonna drop in there, is it Boaz? But that of course is gonna be, you know, not Naomi's husband, but Ruth's husband. So I thought that was a little tricky, so I thought I better not do that. So is this your first time calling in?
It is. Actually, it's the first time I've actually had the privilege to talk to you, but I did try calling. I'm contradicting, but I tried calling on Friday, and they texted me and said I had the right answer, but I somebody rang in first, you know, called you first and beat me to it. Ah. It has been the very, very first time. This is the first time I've talked to anybody in your studio.
Awesome. 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 Well, first of all, thank you for calling. Thank you for texting. And quite frankly, thank you for listening and just being a part of it. It's what makes it fun is that we take care of one another and we love on one another, encourage one another, and strengthen one another. It's the best part of all of it, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. So, go ahead.
Well, you want me to spell his name out for you?
You could, yeah. I mean, I want you to say it again so that everybody can know how it's pronounced.
It's called Elimelech.
Elimelech. Okay. Okay. Go ahead and spell it.
Yeah. It's Elimelech.
Excellent job. Very, very good. That is. And did you, let me just ask you, because I have to know. Did you know right away, or did you like go, I got to look it up?
Well, I knew, but I wanted to confirm it before. But I already got the answer right first, but I want to make sure I'm getting the right answer.
Excellent. Brilliant, brilliant, excellent job. An excellent call. Thank you so much for doing that. We appreciate it greatly.
Now, I have a dumb question to ask you.
Oh, sure. Sure. I'm the perfect person for dumb questions.
When you have this voice that sounds so familiar to somebody on YouTube, and they call him Squeegee, and you sound just like that guy who calls little squirrels out. And I thought, that's got to be him. So you're not him, huh?
No. No, but I love it.
Well, you know, I'm glad you're happy. You have a wonderful, happy, joyous spirit.
Well,
God bless you.
Thank you so much. I will tell you one thing. When I was doing San Diego Only back in the day, about 9 years ago, we did have a young 9-year-old call up and say, Dave, you sound like a Muppet.
Oh, that's funny. Will you be blessed, Mr. Dave? Keep the joy of the Lord. Keep his joy.
Amen. Amen. Receive it and bless you back. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Ah, delightful, delightful.
We just
call.
Love our calls.
I know.
We really do.
People are so cool. See, guys, all this complaining and all this about this, that, whatever. What about the people on our shows? We should just, you know, it's like we got cool people. That's all I'm saying. All right. Now, from that to what we're going to go into. So remember how we're just having fun? Yeah, it's about to end. Okay. Don't get mad at me. I didn't write this. I'm glad, but I mean, this is the coolest stuff. This is the thing that I'm going to get into. And you got to be careful. I want to be careful in sharing it, but you got to listen. Okay. This is Job chapter 34. And this is verse 33. And this part right here is a significant problem for many people to catch on. So I want you to look at verse 33. If you've never, like, jotted, if you don't jot in your Bible, don't jot now. But if you're a person who marks your Bible, this is one of those good, oh, yeah, you should probably mark this. Verse 33. Must God tailor his justice to your demands? Let's see. See, this is why I do Job right here. Okay, so I'll read the rest of it. But you have rejected him. The choice is yours, not mine. Go ahead, share your wisdom with us. After all, bright people will tell me and wise people will hear me say, Job speaks without knowledge. His words lack insight. Job, you deserve the maximum penalty for the wicked way you've talked. For now you've added rebellion and blasphemy against God to your otherwise sins. All that is exceedingly fascinating, not nearly as fascinating as verse 33. Must God tailor his justice to your demands? Do you know what that means? That means that the wrath of man works not the righteousness of God, just like the scripture says. That means that there's a way which seemeth right, but the end thereof is the way of death. What that means is that God doesn't tailor his justice to humanity's understanding of justice. There's an entire theology written in 1970s about a righteous man's justice based on the Old Testament prophets, yet they completely devoid of this passage which says, must God tailor his justice to your demands? Human demand for justice is pathetically inaccurate. It's just like people are like, what? Because only God knows everything on the entire justice scale. because he's the only one who knows everything, because of that, it's important for us to grasp that while we want justice and while we desire justice, our understanding of justice is not the same as God's. His understanding is perfect. Ours is filtered with sin. If we had no sin ever, we may have a better grasp on justice. But that is not the case. And why that's important is because the world today, pushing away from God, is trying to establish their own justice. And it's a sin, because it's not even close to God's justice. I don't even have to pick any issue at all. You can just fill in the blank. God doesn't tailor his justice to our perceptions. And when man operates in his own justice apart from God, you just explain to me what the difference is between that and Adam and Eve eating the fruit and eating it because they too can become like God. Uh-oh. That means that people who are trying to pour out justice in the name of God are no different than Adam and Eve who ate the apple to be like God. Only these people are trying to present like they're righteous like God. They're not. Because true justice, let's just be honest, true justice, the way that man does it, will end in death. I don't know why. Because everything man does, apart from God, ends in death. Oh!
Pretty good, Dave.
Yeah.
We got a caller come in, they called in. He's a regular, but he said he's going to remain anonymous. He was kind of, I think, wanting to either ask you this or add the thing in when we talk about that God have grace and mercy on who he will. How does that add into this?
Say that again.
You know, it's like God have mercy on who he will or grace on.
Okay.
How does that
That's an election. So that's what we call sovereignty. So that's when we talk about that, it's a superb question. I just let you know. God you think, how does God decide where that grace should go or where that mercy should go versus, you know, how man decides? Well, sure, man decides because man is right. Okay, so that's wrong. In other words, we're right. This is how it should be. Okay, that's wrong. All right, so we already know that. But how God determines that is based, much of it is based on either his foreknowledge or things of election points of view. So let me explain that difference. We've talked about this before, about free will and predestination. So it's very simple. Mankind has free will to mankind. Okay? God is not mankind. In other words, God is not limited by what we think, say, or do. People are like, well, God can't do this. He couldn't do many works there because of their lack of faith. He couldn't do many works there because of his lack of faith as an example, not because he couldn't have gone, oh, well, forget this. We're going to do mighty works here. We're going to blow up your community. He could have done that. Then that'd have been a pretty powerful, mighty work. I think what people are missing is where sovereignty comes into play and where humanity comes into play. From the humanity point of view, it's free will. We do it. We make decisions, so on and so forth. But God, being omniscient, already knows every single decision, thought, or action ever. And no free will decision has ever been made without the full knowledge of God and all its ramifications. From God's perspective, it's all predestination. Why? He doesn't live in time. He lives beyond time. For our perspective, we're linear. Birth, death, time. It's all we know. In fact, we live by the hour and by the minute and by the day and by the week and by the year. God does not. So just to give you that, that's a huge answer. And right now, if any of the great theologians, even John Calvin, there'd be people throwing stuff at me. I'm just saying. That's why I'm Calminian. Why? Well, because a little bit's right, and a little bit's right, and a little bit's right, but nobody's nailed it down. except for God. Anyway, that's the point in that.
Good answer, Dave.
And here's the key. Ready? Okay. Man's justice. It's so bad. It's so funny. It's like, we know what's right. You guys can't even know. You don't even know how to say hello to one another. You can barely pat each other on the back without trying to get something for it. And you know what justice is from the divine point of view? And you wrote a theology about it? Wow. I'm just gonna move on now, or the rest of the show will be me on a soapbox. Is that okay? I'll move on right now. I think we're done right there. Excellent caller, by the way. Thank you so much. We'll take our break, then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, it's Amazing Jennifer, and I am helping out the David Spoon Experience. As you may know, I basically run the KAAM radio station.
Amazing!
And Dr. Dave is looking for a few good people to join and become representatives, ambassadors, and stewards of this here radio ministry. Now, you may be thinking, well, I'd love to get involved, but I'm not very qualified for ministerial positions. Well, the truth is that because you are a child of our Heavenly Father, that you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you seek to live by the power of the Holy Spirit, you have all you need to be a part of this ministry. But Jennifer, don't I need to be perfect? No. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website, and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Just fill out the form and we will reach out to you. But sorry, no parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position. You are on your own with that.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media. And on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section. And it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video. But you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
What is the purpose of human creation? God was bored and wanted a Tinker Toy set to play with. He wanted a Petri dish to look at so he can go, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, as opposed to the mindset that says, well, this whole thing is a divine experiment. The Lord was bored, impossible to be bored if you're not stuck by time, by the way. Oh, you didn't think of that, right? Because he's not bound by time. The purpose of human creation ultimately is four words. Here we go. The purpose of creation for humanity? To fellowship with God.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for our next trivia question, although somebody is calling in, so we will probably give them a chance to respond to us. But we've got so much stuff going on. I just love this. I mean, just like all these different things. Is that something we need to know? Pizza? Okay. All right. So we'll just let that go. All right. Here's your question. Should be pretty easy. What was the name of Johnny B's mother? Now, you guys should know that. I'm not just going to say, I'm not, you know. What was the name of Johnny B? Okay. What was the name of John the Baptist's mother? Johnny B. See, sometimes we call him Johnny B. And people are like, why do you do that? Because if I was alive back then, I would call him Johnny B. Okay? That's what I'd call Matthew. I'd call him Matt. That's why. All right. So, somebody's
Maddie.
Ready. Maddie. Call him Maddie. Yeah. All right. Somebody's ready to answer the trivia question or call in, send him in. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Malachala.
Say that again?
Malachala.
Malachala. Oh, you're killing me. You're killing me. You know that, right? I'm just saying. You know that, right?
Well, I'm glad that I didn't say that the Muppet is calling you.
That's right. That's right. Although I didn't never found out which Muppet, so I just kind of let it go. He didn't go, hey, you sound like the guy that's in the garbage can. You know, like he didn't say that, so I don't know. Anyway, okay. You got to answer the trivia question, then tell us how you're doing, okay? Ready?
Okay.
All right. Name of Johnny B's mom.
Johnny B's mom.
Yeah, Johnny B.
Mom.
Yeah, Johnny B. His mom.
Yes. Or woman.
That's good. That's good, brother. Now take it on to the name part. Let's see. Any hints? Blank Taylor. I mean, help me out here. Come on.
Blank Taylor. Okay. Taylor
what?
Swift.
No, you know you're killing me. What is the name of Johnny B's mom?
Give him a little help, Dave.
All right. Let's see.
Okay.
Now you got it?
No, I'm just keep thinking.
You're thinking? You're thinking, mom, six months pregnant. Then Mary goes to see her.
Oh, Elizabeth.
Thank you!
Took a while to get there.
Come on.
Blank Taylor.
Elizabeth Taylor. Okay. You're kidding me. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. See that? That's I'm wounded.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Thank you.
Cool.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. All right. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Actually, I need a prayer. Tonight, I have a little teaching assignment. I mean, I prepared myself well, but I still feel like some of my points are a little scattered. Just pray that God will just help me to orchestrate those points so that it will go smooth because it's a 15-minute session. So.
Yeah, let me pray for you. Father, we come before you right now, lift up our brother Samson. He's going to be teaching. Lord, I've done a lot of this in your name. I've tried to do the best I can. And Lord, the one thing I do more than most people, I over-prep and I overthink and just ask you, Lord, to have him have a relaxed spirit, just to communicate his main points clearly, not have to worry about what he said, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. Just do the best he can before you. And, Lord, he needs to remember Luke chapter 12, verse 12, that at the time the Holy Spirit will tell you what to say, and he needs to count on you to help him speak what needs to be spoken, all towards your glory and your honor, Lord, in everything that we do all the time. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Yeah, I have a really hard question for you. When that lady spelled Malachalach, did you really check to her spelling or you just agreed because she did it?
She was right. E-L-I-M-E-L-E-C-H, right in front of me.
Oh, okay. Okay. I said, okay.
Do you like that?
Yeah, it's like a califragilistic little shit.
Yeah, I'm always double checking myself, which is a problem. Hello, don't do that to yourself. Just teach away and don't worry about it.
But you're a doctor.
Yeah, that's right. All right, I need to give myself.
Thank
aspirin.
You, brother.
All right, God bless.
And hey, what's the update for that parents that lost their baby?
Hey, we did hear from. Crying. I sent something out to John today, and he did say he appreciates everybody's prayer. So he said thank you, David. I said we're all praying for you. So that's the last that I've heard. It was today.
All right. Thank you. I'm gonna pray for them.
Keep praying for them. All right, brother. Appreciate
all right.
you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, brother. God Bye-bye. Bless. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, we got about 3 minutes. I'm going to make this super clean and super. This is twice in the last 3 days we've done neither joke nor history. Wow. That's wow. Okay. Job 35, 1, 2 is all we're going to get to it. And you'll understand, it doesn't even take much. Do you think it is right for you to claim I am righteous before God? Yet you also ask, what's the use of living a righteous life? Here it is. How will it benefit me? He said, is what Job said. Verse Now verse 4. I will answer you and all your friends too. Look up in the sky and see the clouds above. If you sin, what do you accomplish against God? If you sin again and again, what effect will it have on him? If you are good, is this some great gift to him? What could you possibly give to him? No, your sins affect only people like yourselves, and your good deeds affect only other people. Here's Elihu saying it and laying it on the line. Hey, if you're bad, you're not hurting God. If you're good, you're not helping God. You know what you're not doing? Helping God. Let me explain it. He wants you to be in concert with him. He wants you to be in fellowship with him. But your good behavior does not diminish him or does not alter him. Your bad behavior does not diminish him and does not alter him because he is perfect. He is complete. Do you understand that? In other words, good, bad, or indifferent, God is God, and it doesn't change. See, these are the arguments you get into theology. You go, oh, wait, wait. No, no, not wait. Here, I'm going to make it really easy, okay? You sin, you're messing it up for yourself and for other people. You do good, you're doing that for yourself and for other people. You're not doing it so that God can gain. You understand that? He's perfect. He's complete. So what Elihu is saying is, oh, okay, Job, let me just explain it to you real quickly. You're bragging about you being righteous and you being this, you being this. And he goes, nothing that you say there has any impact on God. He's God. What's bad for Job is God's about to show up and explain that. Uh-oh. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. 22 and a half hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.